the Kula Nachshiro Miyuliedis Karka. They all say no. Everybody agrees, at least, for Eidis Karka. That at the beginning, you knew exactly where the boundaries were. You were able to see them, and you knew clearly Reuven's boundaries end over here. And the lady became blind, so you all admit she can still be an aid. Because boundaries, you could still, with your hands, feel. You could know, I know that this gate was the end of the field, this tree was the end of the field. That's what all the Mandiyam say. And here in the Brice, it says not that. Here in the Brice, it says that you have to be able to see at the time when you saw your Eidus, and you have to be able to see at the time when you sang your Eidus. And the time you sang your Eidus, you're blind, it says no good. And we all Davadi have to be cautiously Eidus at the beginning and at the end. Now the Gemara says, Sholach Rabbi Abba, L'Rabbi Yosef Bachomo. Again, all these Gemaras is that Rabbi Abba is sending these halachis to Rabbi Yosef Bachomo. Ho'oymar al tinik ben habonim. If a father says upon one of his children, amongst his children, tinik mashm, the youngest one, he says on his youngest son, and there's one of the boys, al tinik ben habonim neman, he's believed. We'll soon see what that means. What do you mean is believed? What are we talking about? What's the child to be believed or not? That's what he said. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Einu Neman. Yechonon says no. If a father says this is like my young son, we don't believe him. So for the Gemara, my Kama, what's going on? What's the machlekes here? What is the father saying? Ha'imar al tinik ben habonim. He's saying this is my youngest child between my children. So what's the shaila? Yet to be believed, not to be believed. What's going on here? So Abaye wants to say like this. Omar Abaye Hochi Komar. This is what Rab Abba meant to say to Rab Yosef Bachomo. Omar Abaye Hochi Komar. This is what he meant to say. Hoi mer al tinik ben habonim yirish kol nechosai. The father says that I want my youngest son to yashin all my property. In other words, the other children should get nothing. I want my tinik ben habonim yirish kol nechosai. I want my youngest son to yashin all my property, Neman. We talk to believe him. We talk to believe the father. The father's Neman. Why? Reb Yechonon ben Bruka. That's like Reb Yechonon ben Bruka, like we had before in the Mishnah later. Rashi Rashbam says b'maslisim. We had this in the Mishnah. We had it before. Imamar ami shiror liyorshoi devarav kayomim. Now, if the father says upon one of his children that child is worth to have a Yerusha, even though in the mile of you have five children, all five children yashin equally, unless there's a b'chor, he gets two portions. Yechon Bruka, that's the pasuk, losses lepishnayim, he says losses is a matana. A father has a right to say, I want to give all my property to one son. As long as that son is in the pash of Yerusha, that means without saying anything, he would yashin at least something. So now the locher is, he has a right to yashin everything. That's Rabbi Yechonon ben Bruka. That's Rabbi Yechonon ben Bruka. He dashes a pasuk like this.
You say you can make out a tavor.
What?
You can make out a tavor.
Yeah, and in Chiddush you can say one son, he should yashin everything. And even though you say b'terush Yerusha is dvar of kayomim, and Rashi says we'll paskin l'kamon halchas akavosta. We'll see later on. We'll be mazal mishnah later. We take a paskin like him. Even though we had before, if you say kineged the Torah, master mashkos the b'terush tonight is bottle. But here, since this son is fit to have a Yerusha, so the father says, I want him to yashin everything, we believe him. So that's what Rabbi Abba was saying over. That Oemer Atinik Ben Abonim Neman means that the father says, I want my youngest son to yashin all my property, we believe the father, and that's what happens. And that's like Rabbi Yechonon Ben Bruka. But Rabbi Yechonon said back, Eino Neman no. The father is not believed. What does that mean? Kirabonin. Like we'll see later, the Rabbonin Shetra is no. That's called you being Masna, Mashkosa Batara. The Torah says that when you have children, the Yo Yashin equally. Each son gets a portion. Just the Bechor gets two portions. But you have no right to say, I want one of my sons to get all the portions. That's called you going against the Torah. That's what this Machlaikis is. Whether you hold the Gab Yechonon ben Bruka or not. So this Rabbi Yechonon does not hold like Rabbi Yechonon ben Bruka. Maskiv LaRov. Rov asked the question to Abaye. Like, is that the pshat? Hai Neman v'yena Neman. Why is there a lashon here that he said over? Rabbi Abba said over that the father is believed. and Rabbi Yochanan said he's not believed, why did they use those words? They should have used the words of Yorash v'lo Yorash miborlei. Should have been a question that Rabbi Abba said that the Tinnik Yashins, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Tinnik doesn't Yashin. If you're telling me the question here is the Taras Yerusha, that the father says, I want this son to Yashin, but Taras Yerusha, that's the question. That's what it should have said, that it should have said strongly. Is he believed with Taras Yerusha or not? Not just time to say Neman or not Neman. So it's not Mashma the way Abaye learns Pshat. It should have said different Lashon, it should have said, Yorash v'lo Yorash b'boyle. So what it says true. Elo Omar Rava, therefore Rava says like this. Hochi koma, maybe this is the machlokes. Ho'imar al tinik ben habonim b'choru, that if the father comes and says upon one of the sons, between the sons, tinik could be even the case that up until now we thought he was the youngest. We thought he was not a b'chor. And all of a sudden now the father comes and tells us, no, you should know this boy, he's my b'chor, Nemon. That's what Rabbi Abba meant to say. And who did that go like Rabbi Yehuda? Like Rabbi Yehuda sheet we had yesterday with Darshan, it says an extra word, Yakir. In the parasha of Yerusha by Bechor, it says Lashon of Yakir, that the father has the right to recognize means to tell us who is the Bechor. Even the case was going against the Chazaka. Even in the case the last 40 years, everybody thought that the oldest one is the Bechor, and they thought this Chaim here, he's the youngest son. And all of a sudden now, before the father dies, he comes and tells us now that this Chaim here, he's the oldest. So Yehuda Darshan is an extra postic Yakir that the Torah gives a special nemonis, a special belief to the father. The father's nemon to say he's the Bechor. So that's what Rabbi Abba holds. That's the nemon. That he's nemon to say this Tinnik is the Bechor. And Rabbi Yechanan Amar ain't a nemon. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, we do not believe the father. Kirabonim? That's the way the Rabbonim, they don't dash in Yakir so far. That in the case where there's a Chazaka up until now, everybody thought that Reuven was the Bechor. And now the father comes and tells us, Chaim is the Bechor, we do not believe the father. And Echnami, if Stama Mishpacha comes into the city and we don't know anything, and the father tells us this is the Bechor, Avad Rabbonim also believe the father. But in the case where the Chazaka means up until now, we always thought that for this son of the Bechor, and now the father says the opposite, there's Rabbanan Shita, we do not believe the father. That's the Machlekes Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yechanan. Therefore it's good the Lashon of Nemon and not Nemon. Now another halacha. Again, Sholach Lei Rabbi Abba the Rabbi Yosef Bachoma. Again, Rabbi Abba sent another halacha to Rabbi Yosef Bachoma. Ha'oim titol ishti. Ki echud min habonim. If a husband before he dies says, I want my wife to take a portion, Mr. Mashman Dirusha, like one of my children, one of my sons, so locher is, noitelus ki echud min habonim. Yes, what the father says means something, and she has the right to get a portion like one of the sons. Midiraisa, it shouldn't be that way. Midiraisa, when a father dies, even though he leaves over a wife, the locher is, all the property goes to the sons. They yashin the father. However, if the father speaks out beforehand that I want my wife to get like one of the bonim, and echnami, the locher is, tito, kiechem and a bonim. We're talking about the father. Rashbam says, hoime tito ish kiechem and a bonim, v'kiblon she accepted, shemitzrat says, klikamon bepirkin. Inam eros levar miksubos dos lechem and chosav. Eros even excluded the ksuba. He meant to give us something. Again, of a Shchimera, Mari. We're talking about a Shchimera, that the person is about to die. And by a Shchimera, we say, Didvoro Kirsuvo Ksumim, Kimsurim. Even though normally, how does this work? It's like the husband is giving his wife a present. So to give a present, you have to make kinyonim. Here he didn't make any kinyon. But by a Shchimera, that we'll see sugyas later on, Rabbanu will make all, that when he says something, the fact he said it is kain. The Chum wanted, as he shouldn't die, like Titra of Daitoi, if a Shchimera says something, it's as if he made a shtar, he gave it over already. That's the way it works here. So the person is Shchimera, and he says he wants his wife to get a portion, he means to give his wife a present right now, one portion, and therefore she gets the portion right now. All right, turn over. lying bed, it is as if he wrote up a shtar matana to his wife, that his wife therefore gets a present. Says this halacha. Again, if a husband says, I want my wife to get a portion like one of my sons, he means to give his wife right now this present, and she gets it. But Omar Rabba says, Yishno, it's only uvenechosim shel achshav. That's only in the property the father has right now, because that the husband has right now. Because it's like he's giving her a present right now. So he's only giving her a present, one portion, according to the property that he has right now. Let's say he has five sons. So he says he wants his wife to get one portion also. So what you have to do is everything he has right now, divide up by six, and his wife gets 1/6. Because there's five sons. Let's say there's no b'chor, let's say the girl was the oldest. So there's five sons and the wife is six. There has to be a duper, only according to the property he has right now. But the bonim, they even get what comes afterwards. So Hashbam explains that when the chosim shalachshov, shin nisraba and the chosim b'shas chalukas, ain't gonna tell us. Kim yosin shalom b'shas amira. They know the makl davashab aliyelam. Avada, the wife only gets a portion from the nechosims that the husband had at the time when she said it. But not what she gets, not what the husband gets later. But uba bonim abor macha mikran, Hashbam is kloima. Lerlefi cheshbin habonim, shiesh li achshov lava techloik, liyacha moisoi, fitito chila godil, that's one pshata. The other pshata means it like this.
Let's say the father said this today. Today the father said that when it comes to my Yerusha, I want my wife to get one portion. And he lived on yet. Well, this can't be according to pshata l'shchimera. And the guy lived on yet for another 5 years. And he had another three children later on. So when the guy dies, now it's a question. Do we look upon how many kids he had when he told his wife, I'll give you one portion, and she gets one portion according to those amount of kids? Or do we say, no, go boss of a shash Yerusha. At the time when the father died, they have three more kids. Now they have eight kids. So when the father said before, I want my wife to get one portion, he meant to give her a present then, true. But the present is according to a portion of a Yerusha. So a Yerusha means at the time when the father dies, we have to see right now how many children he has. If he has eight children right now, so we just make the wife as if she's another child, as if there's nine, divide up the property that he had at that time when he set it by nine, and that's how much of a portion she gets.
That's one pshat according to Rashbam. Tzimichnam, it has to be, on the pshat that Rashbam said before the Shchimera, it has to be that then the guy got healthy.
The time when he said it, he thought he was dying. He was a chaylim asukin. He thought he was dying. So the kinyan was a good kinyan. And then he got well again. So, and then they had more children.
So still the halacha is, should the chalukah to go according to how many kids he has the shas, the Yerusha itself. Right. Again, sholach le rababa the Rabbi Yosef Bachom, another halacha. That rababa sent Rabbi Yosef Bachom. If somebody finds a shtar choiv, you find the shtar saying that Reuven owes you $100. That's what you find. And you draw, all of a sudden, you find the shtar, you find the check that somebody owes you $100. Hamoitzi shtar choiv achaveiroi. Malva roim aloi nefrati. So Malva says, listen, you didn't pay me up yet. I have a shtar, you owe me $1,000. Let's go. You didn't pay me anything. For Loiva, the other one says back, no, Parati Machtish, no, I paid you 50%. I gave you back $500, I paid you something already. So far is the Moedib Miksas, and Lachura Moedib Miksas, the Lachur is Midiraisa, he has to swear that he doesn't owe the other 500. But Vu'edim Edim, Sheparakuloi, a modern case, there are Edim here that's saying, we know you paid up $1,000. Sheparakuloi. What's the halacha now? He himself admits that he only paid up 50%. That's all. Spend their edim that he paid up. The whole thing. So what's the halacha? Hareza nishpa v'goiva machza minichosam b'nei chorin. The halacha is that the one that's tovei, the malva, the stam has to swear that he did not receive the money, because really there's like edim here saying that he did pay you up. but he himself was married, he didn't pay up either. So therefore, the malva has to swear that you did not pay me up, and the goyva machta, you have a right to collect, at least 50%, you have a right to collect, because the loyva admits that he owes you 50%. And what can you collect from? Min echosim b'necharin, only from echosim b'necharin, only from property that the loyva has directly. Avu mimim shabdi loy, but from a shabodim, the property that the loyva sold already to other people, to come now and to get the money back, that you can't. Why? Because the other lekuchas, they have a right to say the amri, listen, anan, ha'edim sanchinim, we're going to believe the edim. There are edim here saying the loyva paid up everything. So therefore, as far as the edim goes, this shtar is bottled. So it's not called anymore milva b'shtar. If you have a shtar saying you owe me money, I have a right to collect even from the property that you sold already, from the shabbatim. But here the shtar itself is no good, because there are edim here saying the loyva paid up. Why don't we believe the edim then? Why do we say the loyva has to pay up? Because hadoy is badin, kemedim dami. We believe the loyva more than we believe the edim. So Leiv himself is admitting that I only paid up 50%, that's all. So therefore, as far as the shtar goes, the shtar is no good. You can't collect from a shabbatim. So Leiv has to pay from his own property, from his own money, because he himself is admitting himself that I still owe you 50%. So that's like a milva about peh, that you have a right to collect from Bnei Chorin, from the property that Leiv himself has, but not from a shabbatim. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Shalom. The Yamen on Adam Zamachinim. Now, the Afidul of Rabbi Kiva, even according to Rabbi Kiva, the Yama that he says, Meshav Aveda Heve, that Lemaisa, by Moedib Mikzah, is considered you being Meshav Aveda. In other words, really, Rashi's response is also Meshav Aveda, Besela, Hashlishi, the every boy, every yoma, ain't a melish nine, the sloyim trey mashma. The every mister mishrua, the four shasam, where Rabbi Kiva holds, in the case where I say you owe me sloyim, as there's a star saying that you owe me sloyim, and you admit that you owe me two, so you call the Meshav Aveda. I say you owe me three, and you say you owe me two, that's the case. I have a star saying that I lent you sloyim, I lent you money, that's all the star says. I say I lent you three. And you say, no, you only lent me two. So the Kiva says, we believe you when you say two. Because all the shtar says is just money. Two can mean money also. So you're being a Meshav Aveda, we believe what you're saying. So, Hani, when is that said, Heichid lek Edom, when there are no Edom at all? Aval Heichid ik Edom, is Susa Irsus. When there are Edom though, then we say he's afraid. And therefore you have to swear. When it says swear here, you know, has to swear, not the malva has to swear. The loyva has to swear that I paid you up 50, and he only has to pay back 50. That's the loch here. The one that has to swear is the loyva. The question is, why does the loyva have to swear? The chur is like the Meshav Aveda. He's admitting. Samuel the Kiva says, in the case where you admit, you're potter from a shvua. The Gemara says, when are you potter from a shvua hecha de lakedim when no edim altogether? Havel hecha de kedim when there are edim over here, is susa yisus. You're a little bit afraid. Rashad hanim is the chashvinim le meshaved hecha de lakedim ki hosam. She di malva lo yoda. Ele mashkos of the sloim. There the edim only know what it says in the shtar. Havel hecha de chazin lev soif di kedim ki echad mihem. But over here, where Edom Mamish say you paid up, so he's afraid. And therefore we say, when he says, I paid up only here, maybe he's lying. We have to be afraid. Maybe really the Leiva knows he didn't pay up anything. Why are you saying you paid up 50? Because since there are Edom saying I paid up the whole thing, he gets nervous. So therefore, in this case, the Leiva still has to swear that I paid you up 50. Again, in a case where the Leiva says I paid you up 50,
And there are two Edim here saying that you paid up the whole thing. Still, that's not called the real Meshav Aveda. That's called the case Irsusa Irsus. You're a little bit, you got nervous because of the Edim, and therefore we still make the Leva swear that he did not, that he paid up here. Otherwise, we'll still have to pay up the whole thing.
The Edim say that he paid up the whole thing.
Right, but he does not agree to that. He says, I only paid up 50. That means I still owe you 50. And Hoidoyis Badin Kimedendam, if you admit that you owe the money, you're Neman more than the Edim. So this to say these Edim are Shakranim, we don't believe the Edim. Like the Edim are out of the picture now. So if the Edim are out of the picture, we have to look just what you're saying. What are you saying? You're saying you paid up 50. Who believes you? Maybe you didn't pay up the 50 either. So therefore, here you have to swear. Even according to the Kivud over there, you may should obey them, because there, you're not there, the Shtar only says that you owe money. So the Malv is the one that says you owe me 3. You say you only owe you 2. And 2 is what says in the Shtar, there we believe you. But here, like you're saying against the Edim, so we see something fishy here. Therefore, we have to be afraid maybe you did not pay up at all, and therefore here the Lev has to swear that he paid up 50%. And he only has to pay the other 50. Maskiblo mavaravasha yadavav, maybe just the opposite way. So it should be, a fidel rebishim ben loza yoma, moide mixas atayna heve, that's the moide mixas, over there by sloyim gimel and beis, hanu bili hechad lek edim, it's only with no edim, to call messiah lay, that's the proof to the loiva. Havel hechad dik edim, to call messiah lay, but here's what you were saying. Here's a throw the opposite way. Here, since the loiva has edim on his side, saying that he paid up $100, and they paid up, for sure the labor should be parted from swearing. Like really, if the labor wanted to keep quiet, he could have just kept quiet, because he has Edim here. He has mamish 2 Edim saying that he paid up. So he could have just kept quiet, right? So the fact he opened up his mouth and says, I owe you 50, we should believe him, he shouldn't have to swear. Sadi, the swear, he doesn't have to swear at all. Dorosh mazut mishmei barashi, what's the law in all these cases? We talk about all these cases the way Yitzhak said, and all these halachas here, all these last halachas we say, we talk about Paschal like him. And even in this last halacha also, Mashma, that he says what? Harei ze nishpa v'goyi v'machsum v'chosum v'chorin ye. Omle v'in Ravashi to Rav Nachman mai. What about Rav Nachman? Omale ein goyvin masnin lei. What did he do with Rav Nachman? Rashi says, Rashbam, Rav Nachman married the polygalai Gabi Avodim, your main government in Avodim. I have a kind of Rav Nachman Bedini. Like, how could you argue Rav Nachman? Before the question was, if the Yisraimim Yashind Avodim, could a Baal Chayv take it away? So, before, he said no. And Rav Nachman said yes. The question is, are we always passing like Rav Nachman Bedini? So, my answer is, Omalei and Gavin Maslin in law. He meant to say, but in the Rababa he said, Enechnami, Ein Goyve Mastin Law. And the Chenom Rav Nachman, his Geras was Rav Nachman also said like that. Enechnami, he's not arguing with Rav Nachman. They both say that Avodim is not considered like Karka for Yorshim, that the Bachoyev could take away Avodim, but there is Karka. The Yele Hilchos Alafukimai is so they both agree. So what are you telling me to look for? Ilafukim Midarova Moisef Heavy.
All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we just quote again the last Gemara again of Kuf Chof Chesam Abeis. Ken last Gemara was again that we'll stop for a moment here. I forgot the Chanel. We learned a little different from the middle of Gemara. Again, Shalach Le Rav Abba the Rav Yosef Bachomin. Hamoitzi Shtachoy Vachaver. Somebody has a Shtachoy on his friend. Malvoim of the Malva says, Le Nefrati Klum. You didn't pay me anything, you owe me the $100. The Loivoim of Prati Machza. The Loivis says, no, I paid you up 50%. So that's a regular Moidiv. Miksas Midiraisa. The Loivis has to swear now that he does not owe, that he paid up 50. He has to swear that he paid up 50, and then he only has to pay another 50. But here the Chiddush was Ve'edim Edim Shapar Kulan. After he admitted that he only paid up 50, now two Edim came and said, no, the Leva paid up the whole thing. So what's the halacha? Still, Reb Ab is being mechadish that hareza nishpa v'goyva, that still is called the moide b'miksas. The loiva still has to swear that he paid up 50%, and he still has to pay the other 50. Even though there are Edim saying that he paid off completely, but since he was Moida, before the Edim came, he has admitted that he only paid up 50, so he's admitting that he still has to pay 50, so he has to pay 50%, and he has to swear that he paid the other 50. Hareza nishpa bat v'goyva imachtziye minchosam b'nei chorunavol b'mishab b'loi. But now when the Malva collects only from Bnei Chorin of the Loive, but not from Meshabodim. Why? The Yamrikos, the Meshabodim, have right to say, Anan Edim Samchinim. Listen, we believe the Edim. The Edim said Loive paid up completely, I don't owe you a penny. Now, the Chiddush of Rababar is, V'afidul Rabbi Kiva, to Yamame Shavavet Heve, even the Rabbi Kiva says in the case, a non-exact case like this. There the case was where the Malva has a shtar saying that you owe me sloyim, you owe me money. The Malva says it means $5. And the Loiva says, no, I only owe you $3. So over there, Rabbi Kiva says, the Loiva doesn't have to swear, it's called the Meshav Aveda. Because really, the shtar only says you owe me sloyim, which could mean two. So the Loiva just should have said, I owe you $2. The fact he admits that I owe you three, that's called the Meshav Aveda, he's like returning it, so his potter doesn't have to swear. So Morris says, Hanimili, when does Rabbi Kiva say that Svara, Hechid like Edim, where no Edim came at all? Havel Hechid like Edim, in our case over here, where two Edim came after the Loivis made his statement, now two Edim came, I'll tell you Susi Yusis. The pshat is the Loiva did not know what the Edim are going to say, so the Loiva got scared. So that's why the Loiva admitted to 50%. So therefore here, we take a say, maybe the Loiva owes the whole thing, and he has to take a swear, the other 50% he has to swear. Maskiv, this is Rababa's Chiddush. And this the Gemara says, Maskiv lo ma barabashi, ma barabashi asked the question, and the Rabba, just the opposite it should be. Afilu lo Rabashim, but Allah's the Yemen, Moidu, Mixas, Ataino, have a Yidu, according to Rabashim, it says over there, since you admit that you owe $3, and the Malva says you owe him $5, that's considered the Moidu, Mixas, Hatayahan, and me, the one was that said, Hechid, like Edim, when there's no Edim, there it's the Moidu, Mixas, to come a silate, there's no Edim to your proof. So therefore, since you're admitting to half of the five, you have to swear that you don't owe him the five. Aval hechudik edim, but over here, where there are edim saying you paid up those things, the komasayilei, so at least they're admitting that you paid up 50%, vada meshav avedehevi. So this is the kasha that Ma Barvashi is asking upon Reb Abba. And we'll soon see later, this is not a kasha. But that's his kasher back, just the opposite. Here, according to everybody, the loiva should not have to swear. Now the Gemara says, Dorash mazutra mishmeid Rav Simi Barashi, Hilchus b'cholani shmeitetok k'disholach lei Rav Abba l'Rav Yosef b'chomo. All these halachas that Rav Abba said over, we paskin like them. For the Gemara, is that true? Omel Ravina Ravashi, Rav Nachman Mai. Like one case was, the question is, if the Yorshim, Yashin and Evet Kenani from the father, could a Baal Choyv take away the Avodim or not? That we had before, Rav Abba said yes, and Rav Nachman said no. So who the kasher is, we always pass him like Rav Nachman. So the kids, so the question is, how could you pass him like Rav Abba? It's the opposite of Rav Nachman. And we always know, Bedinim, we pass him like Rav Nachman. So Omale, he said back like this, Enechnami, Ein Goyve Maslimile. I tell you, he learned in Rav Abba that by an Eved Kenani ain't goyvin. That's what Sholach Lei, that's what Rav Abba sent Rav Yosef. That they also hold, and V'cheinom Rav Nachman. No, there's no machlokes there. Rav Nachman also and him both said the same thing of ain't goyvin. That if the Yorshim, the Yashim, and Eved Kenani, even though for certain Allah, an Eved Kenani is like Kaka, but not for Baal Choyv. When a Baal Choyv collects the money from the Yorshim, he only collects from Karka Mamish and not from an Eved Kenani. For the Gemara of Yele Hilchos Alafuk Yemai, if so, what are you telling me, Alokha Karababa, like who argues on him? What are you going to tell to me for?